across the UK.
The Hits Radio.
All the hits.
All the hits.
Elliot on the Hits Radio.
Hello, Elliot.
Hi, Pixie. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. You were at the Brits nominations party last night. What's it like being surrounded by so many of these big UK stars?
I absolutely loved it because it's been a while since I've done a live TV show, and especially because I was premiering the new song. No one heard it before. So I was so excited, but I was nervous. And then just before I went to sing, got on the stage, I looked out into the audience and there was Tiny Temper and Ellie Goulding and the Kaiser Chiefs. And I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. I was a bit nervous. But then, yeah, it was so much fun. I absolutely loved it. And I just can't wait to perform it again.
I was going to say, because I watched you on TV performing it, what goes through your mind before you perform your new song for like the first time ever?
I don't know. I think I was just a bit like, okay, come on, you can do this, you know, positive thoughts. Just like, I think if I ever feel nervous, the only thing I think in my head is, okay, just enjoy this. You love performing, you love singing, you love dancing, just enjoy it. And then I think that always helps me the most.
It's just what you do, right?
Yeah.
So last night was big. Was there any after party gossip that we need to know about?
No, to be honest, like after the performance and we'd done the red carpet, we just had a few celebratory drinks and we all kind of like me and my family and all like my team and band members, actually Tiny Temper's band joined us and we all watched it back because we performed it and then we could watch it back after.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Just after. And we watched it back and everyone was cheering and it was just fun because there's nothing worse than, you know, performing, feeling amazing and then, you know, going in a taxi and then going home and putting your pyjamas on.
Yeah, completely. You've got a party.
Exactly. So we had a few celebratory drinks, but it was such a great day. I absolutely loved it. And I actually, for the first time, met Sam Smith yesterday and he was such a lovely guy. He's so nice. And I think he's so deserving of his Critics' Choice Award.
Yeah, because he's won Critics' Choice. I was going to talk to you about this. Yeah. You've been working on some new stuff in the last year or so. So you've kind of had the chance to step back a bit and look at the industry from sort of a different perspective. If you were in charge of the Brits, who would you be giving awards to this year?
So I think, I really think Jake Bugg should win something because I think he's really talented and I love his songs. I think Naughty Boy has had a great year. He's done some amazing tunes. Rudimental, I think have had a really great year. Who else have we got? Ellie Goulding, I think she's had a brilliant year and she's fab. Who else is there?
You realise all these names that you're dropping, I'm thinking, yeah, I'd love to see Pixie sing with them.
Oh yeah, that'd be pretty good. But yeah, there's so many great, so much great talent in Britain right now. So I think the award people who decide who gets awards are going to find it really hard.
Okay, well answered, well answered. Right, let's do it. Let's talk about it. The new song, it's called Nasty. Yes. It's no secret, I'm a little bit in love with it already. Because it's called Nasty, were you right to expect sort of a bit of a darker side to Pixie Lott here?
Well, it's more nasty. It's not like nasty as in like being, I'm going to start being mean to people and pushing people over and stuff like that. It's more nasty as in like a bit naughty, a bit of attitude, a little bit of sass. And I think everyone's got a little bit of that to them. So I guess this is just my side of that, just having fun, really. Just a bit of tongue-in-cheek kind of fun. It's a fun track.
The good news is, I am so in love with it already. Pixie, this is such a feel-good tune for Friday, isn't it?
Thank you. Thank you so much. Feel Good Friday. That's what I like to hear.
So it's called Nasty. You like a bad boy then, right?
Who doesn't?
So many people loving it already. It's out on the 9th of March.
Yeah, 9th of March, exactly.
Alice has tweeted me, Pixie. Some people are never satisfied. She wants it all. She says, when is the album and when are you doing a tour?
Ooh, the album, I can't wait for people to hear. It comes out in spring. I'm not sure of the exact date just yet, but it comes out in the springtime.
Okay.
And then touring, which is my all-time favourite thing ever in the world. I'm not sure yet, but hopefully it will follow after the album comes out. That would be amazing.
Okay, we definitely look forward to seeing you on the road. If we're going to talk albums, I need to get something off my chest, okay? one of my favourite tracks from your second album is Bright Lights with Tinchy Strider.
Oh, thank you.
To the point where I actually think I could be Tinchy Strider in the song. Is there any like collaborations on your new one that I can look forward to?
Oh, that's the thing. I think because I did so many on my last album, I didn't want to this time around because it's like a new sound and I wanted to come back just me, not featuring too many people. But I do love doing collaborations. So definitely in the future, I'm up for that. I'll do a collaboration with you if you're up for it.
Yes, let's do one. Let's make
this
happen.
Let's do it. Would you rap or would you sing?
Well, I'm not going to lie. I've nailed the Tinchy Strider rap. So I think I'm going to rap.
Okay, that'd be brilliant.
Okay, so tell us about the album, because it's been a couple of years in the making. There's no pressure or anything, right?
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. We've taken quite a long time making it, so that's why I just hope people like it, and I hope the hard work pays off. But I really think this album represents me the most, because it's all the music I grew up listening to, mixed with the artist that I am, and... Really,
that's why it's self-titled, yeah?
Exactly, you get it.
Okay, cool. Well, we can't wait to hear it. Just quickly, in the summer, here at the Hits Radio, we found a group of lads on YouTube singing songs. They're called the Vamps. I don't know if you're familiar with them.
I know the Vamps.
We got them into the Hits HQ. We played their first single and they absolutely exploded. You've teamed up with the boys for like an alternative version of their new tune. We thought they were our best kept secret, but you've ruined it.
Oh, sorry, guys.
How did this come about?
Yeah, no, we're label buddies, so we're signed to the same label, and I heard their song, I loved it, and I just thought it would be a cool idea to do a different version of their new single, and I went into the studio with them, and I was really impressed with how great they are at playing. It's an acoustic version, and it's all live, they played it live, and they're such great musicians, and Brad's got a fantastic voice, so it was a pleasure to collaborate with them, and they're really nice guys as well, and we had loads of fun.
And all we've got at the minute is this like 60 second tease of it. I'm desperate to hear the whole thing in full.
Yep, just a little teaser, reeling them in, and then actually I'm not sure when the full version goes up, but I think it's soon. Okay. So it won't be long to wait.
Okay, well, we look forward to hearing it. Thank you so much for coming on the show. We love the new tune. I'm definitely going to play it again in a minute, I think. Best of luck with it. Come and see us again soon, please.
I will, definitely.
Thank you so much. Pixie Lott, everybody.
Thank you.
Elliot. The Hits Radio.